Refugee advocates say a pregnant asylum seeker being held on Nauru needs specialised care which isn't available on the island. The Refugee Action Coalition says the Iranian woman is expecting twins and should be taken off the island. But the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, says there are no exceptions to offshore processing. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
Asylum seeker advocates believe that the woman who's carrying twins is 6 months pregnant. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says the woman's family have told him she's Iranian and is being held in the family camp on Nauru.
She was okay last I heard, but as I said, just concerned about how the conditions on Nauru were going to affect her and the baby and her health.
Part of the hospital on Nauru was destroyed by fire in August, affecting the pharmacy, medical stores and X-ray unit. But the maternity ward wasn't affected. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, has outlined what maternity facilities are at the hospital.
There are two delivery beds, 6 postnatal beds and a special care baby unit. The hospital has the capacity to perform caesarean sections and other surgical interventions and has pain relief options available to it.
Mr Morrison says there are 9 midwives and a paediatrician working on Nauru.
Around 360 babies are born every year in that hospital. And the midwives are probably some of the most experienced you've probably found working under those conditions. So on top of that, there is also the support provided by IHMS, who constantly monitor anyone's condition, who may find themselves in that situation, but when in distress. There are no exceptions to offshore processing.
Asylum seeker advocate Pamela Kerr is a former midwife, and she's worried about the health of the babies when they are taken back to the camp.
The mothers may be able to deliver the babies safely in the hospital. What we're worried about is the survival of those babies post-delivery in these inhumane conditions, communal tents, 50-degree heat and no running water.
What proof do you have that it's 50 degrees inside those tents?
We've been saying this for the last 2 months after the reports we've been given from workers who've returned, and no one has denied it.
The Royal Australasian College of Physicians President-elect, Professor Nicholas Talley, doesn't think offshore processing is an appropriate place for pregnant women and young children.
Well, there's a number of risks. For example, there's high risks of gastroenteritis, people living close together, issues of potentially contaminated water supplies could be possible. And there have been outbreaks. For example, in August 2013, 100 asylum seekers detained on Nauru did contact gastroenteritis.
He says Australia has a responsibility as a nation for the health of the asylum seekers.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report, and in response to the claim that asylum seekers in Nauru are enduring 50-degree heat, the Immigration Department has told Saturday AM that the accommodation has electric fans to help make conditions more comfortable.